Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Crean, and my friends, we are going to discuss something that I actually have not heard anybody really talk about when it comes to relationships. If you want to talk about marriage, that's easy. If you want to talk about dating, check that. If you want to talk about hookup culture, check that. But you know what's interesting? How many of us have had a friends with benefits relationship? Raise a hands in my invisible audience here out, you know, as I'm recording in my car after I get into the back from the gym. Raise a hands. I see pretty much everybody, more or less, but most of the time, it doesn't end well. It ends with people having hurt feelings. It ends with people getting completely unsatisfied, usually one more than the other. And then before you know it, you're like, well, that was a disaster. So we're going to talk about how do you properly have, if it's even possible, how do you have a proper friends with benefits relationship? Because let's be real, we can't be in monk mode forever. I mean, if you can, please hit me up in the comments. I'd love to know your secret. But we can't stay in monk mode forever. And even if we're the most staunch religious people in the world, which, by the way, anybody who wants to fuck the Bible at me, I found the bigger the cross, the bigger the crook, the bigger the schmuck. And that's what I found. Usually it's the people who thump the Bible the most who are the biggest lowlifes out here. But I digress. Talking about friends with benefits. First of all, what is it? Well, it's usually an arrangement where they don't want to date because they're probably fried from dating. They had a bad experience recently. They had a scare. It's usually the girl wants a relationship with the guy she's attracted to. And the guy she's attracted to has options. And he's like, wait a minute. I don't want to cut off all my other girls in my rotation. I don't want to limit myself to just this one girl. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of just hook. We're going to just hook up and have an unspoken agreement of, we're just friends, this is not exclusive, and we're going to go from there. But let me tell you something, my friends. That only works the first couple times. Like, if you hook up with a person a couple times, you know, they come over, you know, midnight, 11, 2 o'clock in the morning, you smash, you guys watch like half a movie that you really don't watch more than 15 minutes of, and then you proceed to hook up, and then after that, it's that awkwardness of the guy's like, I want to get the hell out of here, and the girl's like, oh, I want to cuddle, I want to talk about stuff, and the guy's like, can I just leave now? Tell me I'm lying. See, the first couple times, my friends, that's on her. Because she's not telling you, hey, I want to come in a relationship. She's just giving it to you, okay? But after about 2 weeks, I'd say 2 weeks. Some people might say longer than that. I say 2 weeks of consistent hooking up. 2 weeks of consistent hooking up or 2 months of on again, off again. No, scratch that. 6 weeks. 2 weeks of consistent or 6 weeks of kind of like every 3 days, every, you know, 4 days, whatever. You got to establish what this is. You as the man, I'm not saying you ask the woman, oh, what are we? That's pussy shit. No, I'm saying you go out there and you say, look, I'm not looking for a relationship. We are just, you know, we can keep hooking up, but you're not getting a relationship out of me. That is what you must do. You must establish the ground rules. Because if you don't, and then all of a sudden, a couple months down the line, you're like, oh yeah, I've been hooking up with tons of, and she finds out you're hooking up with other girls and whatnot, even if she's hooking up with other dudes, which she probably still is, she's going to assume that there's something there if you do not say otherwise. You must say otherwise. Now, if she chooses to stay there after that, that's on her. But you got to let her know what's going on out here. You got to let her know what you guys are and what you won't be. You have to do that. I understand guys don't want to do that because then they're afraid they're going to lose access to the woman. Fine. So what? Gentlemen, we're going to talk. I want to go off on a limb here for a second. If you are afraid of establishing boundaries like that after the 2 week to 6 week mark, because you're going to lose access to this woman, you have one of two options. One, you give her a relationship, which I would not recommend you do, but you do what you want. Or two, you got to just cut her off because then she's going to be a liability to you. Guys, stop having a scarcity mindset. If you're afraid to lose this woman because you're like, oh, maybe I only got one or two women who are interested in me right now, and I don't want to go without sex. You don't want to go without. You want to have something. Something's better than nothing in your mind. Look, I'm not going to talk down to you. I've been there. Trust me. And I actually still am. I'm not some Giga Chad who pulls girls like just by looking at them. I'm not a Giga Chad. If I was, I wouldn't be doing this show. I'd be driving my G-Wagon picking up hoes. But I'm not. I'm just another guy. And so, my friends, as just another guy, I understand the struggle. I understand you want access. Look, I am sick and tired of hearing from these guys who thump the Bible, they thump the Quran, they thump the Torah at me, and they want to tell me that, oh, you're not supposed to have sex outside of marriage, Austin. Okay, let me tell you all something real quick. I've said this so many times. I can't believe I'm saying it again, but I'm going to do it again. I wrote a whole book on the subject. Okay? For you Johnny-come-latelys, I wrote a whole book. Okay? It's called Biblical Bachelor. It's on Amazon. It's on audiobook. It's on Kindle. It's on Audible. I don't want to hear that you go, oh, I don't know where to find it. I wrote a whole book on this. Marriage is gone when it comes to what it once was. It is a totally new age bastardization of what real marriage once was. I hate to use the word real. It makes me want to throw up when people are like, oh, real men do this or real women do that. Ignore that crap. Who cares? I hate using that lingo, but I want to do it anyway for 2 seconds. The marriage used to be sanctioned by the church, and the state had no stake in that marriage. People want to tell me, Austin, there's God in marriage. I mean, how in the world could you say this? Well, let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. When your marriage is on the rocks, and the guys who have been divorced, please speak up on the subject. Let these younger guys know, these hard-headed men, let them know I'm not making this up. You will go into court or marriage counseling, and where is God there? I only see a judge and a counselor, both of whom are going to see you as the aggressor because you got the power of the penis. They're going to assume that you, my friend, are the problem. And that she's the victim. Why? Because she's going to play that role. And because she's a woman, they're going to agree with it. I know you don't want this to be true. I know you're going to say it's not going to affect you. I know you're going to sit there and say, Austin, it's not going to be me. I don't care. All right. Okay. Well, ignore at your own risk then. But when it comes to a friends with benefits relationship, you need to define these boundaries. I don't care how you think you're going to go without the vagina. I don't give a damn. Because guess what? Would you rather have your tires slashed? False allegations coming out against you? Because that's what you're risking. You think it doesn't happen? Oh, it does. I've seen it happen. And statistically, it does happen. When you look at the fact that the male self-deletion rate is through the roof, you think that's just happening in a vacuum? It's not. Gentlemen, we need to understand how women work. And not because we want to take advantage of them, but because we need to understand how they operate. In the same way that you must understand the market you are in or the occupation you have to make and maximize your income and your success, you must understand women and relationships to maximize your success in getting what you want. Instead of focusing on your dream of what you think your relationship should be, focus on every single thing that could possibly happen, good or bad, so that you can be prepared. All part of the 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. Fantastic book. Absolutely fantastic book.
You should read it if you haven't read it already. It's great.
Anyways, my friends, we must understand what we are dealing with. We think that, oh, because I want her, because I want, you know, she seems innocent and nice, that I have nothing to worry about. Because she says that it's only mine, I don't got to worry about it. It's all part of the power play, my friends. Again, I refer you to the 48 Laws of Power. Book you must read right after you read mine. But seriously, friends with benefits can be very complicated, and that is why you must not be afraid of it ending to define what is happening. You say, look, we are just friends. We are not, we're a homie lover. We're not homie lover friends. We're just friends. We are not in a exclusive relationship. We are just hookup buddies. You let them know that. And as soon, if they don't like it, let them leave. Don't, as they're walking out the door, say, oh, but I'm thinking about giving you a relationship. No, unless you mean it, don't say it. My friends, there are so many women out there. Do you have any idea how many women are out there? You know how many women want a certain caliber of man out there? A lot. So why in the world would you compromise yourself for a single person who's already halfway out the door anyway? My friends, this is all the only way you can have a successful friends with benefits relationship is when you establish, if it's consistent like it's happening every day, 2 weeks. If it's happening every other day or a more inconsistent variable, 6 weeks. You must establish what it is, what it's not, and lay down the rules. Because then at that point, they are not a victim anymore of miscommunication. They are volunteering for what you have laid out. Now, that does not give you a hall pass to do whatever you want. Should go without saying. But what it does do is it allows you to understand that there is a dynamic here that is mutual now. She doesn't have some idea of what this is. You know, you're over here thinking it's casual. Meanwhile, she thinks that you're the one. That's how you end up with enormous problems, man. Or maybe it's the guy. Maybe he was a guy. You want to date her and she's like, nah, I'm just trying to have sex for fun. Which women do, by the way, all the time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we need to break this notion that women don't have sex for fun. Oh, yes, they do. They do it a lot, actually. See, I had a comparison once that men are like dogs and women are like cats. You ever notice how you might see a cat in the morning if you have one, and then you don't see it all day, and then you see it like at nighttime, and you're like, oh, hi, Whiskers, what have you been doing all day? Meanwhile, the dog's following you. Dog wants to protect you. Dog knows where you're going. Dog's at the house. He's protective. He's loyal. He's companion. He's companion orientated. You notice the difference there? Women will do what they do in secret. They are out here bragging about how, yo, man, I smashed Kelsey, man. No way, bro. That's sick. She's not going to go out there and be like, yo, guys, I smashed Mike and she's awesome. No, they ain't doing that shit. At least not around you, goofies. They ain't gonna do that. Man, because you go and judge them. Versus you can actually learn something about who they are, but if you listen, but you're not listening. Instead, you're wanting to judge them because you want traditional. Tradition is gone, man. It's been gone for a while. Why are we trying to bring something back? It's not gonna happen. Not without a massive disaster. I'm talking like apocalyptic level problems. Even then, they still gone buck it. So why are we wasting our time? Instead of talking about how to establish arrangements that actually benefit you as a man, stop trying to bring back the old days that ain't coming back. We gotta look forward. We gotta be like the Greek god Janus, who looks with one head to the future and one head to the past, learning from the past of both ourselves and others, and always turning our eyes to the future as to what will happen, what might happen, and what's probable to happen. That is how we establish good relationships that are understanding and that are not going to completely come out of nowhere, or at least it's reduced, where they're not going to just come out of nowhere with a chainsaw and just wreck our life for a short period or a long period of time. My friends, let me know what you have to say about friends with benefits, how you've made them work. Do you do them? Are you vehemently against them? Let me know what you think. Because not a lot of people are talking about this. Instead, they want to talk about, ooh, we need to bring back tradition. Yeah, good luck. Good luck, man. That's not going to happen. Most people are obese. They're lazy. They're stupid. And you want to sit here and tell me about tradition? Yeah, right. You want to talk to me about banding together? Well, let's all of us men unite and put these women in check. Biology 101 and Charles Darwin said natural selection is going to conquer that immediately. Stupid. Absolutely ridiculous. But anyways, my friends, you take care of yourselves. Let me know what you have to say about friends with benefits, especially, and how you've made it work, how you don't do them, how they fail. Let me know. It's important. Take care. I'm out. I might do another show today, but I got a busy afternoon. I'll let you know. I'm out. Peace.